a 360-degree view on sports. The list and the future legends only on Vision Radio.
So it is Celebrity Thursday right here on the grandstand. And I think she's already alluded to herself already and introduced herself. 33 years. A whopping 33 years. Still standing. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together because today on the grandstand right here on Vision View Sports Radio, we have the honor to be blessed by the mother. I think I can say so. The mother of football, Mamria Letaba. Mamria, good afternoon and thank you so much for blessing us with your presence here on the grandstand.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure for me to be here and to be invited. I'm excited.
Well, I'm rightfully more excited than anything. I think I told Dike Lady before you walked in this morning, and I said, "Get your kubona kito punsi." I'm disappointed. I didn't have my best clothes on today because I am meeting my icon. Mm. Everybody knows that I want to be Mamria Letaba, but she's here in the flesh with me today. Mamria, you know, your journey in football is so it's been a long journey, and you speak about 33 years, but in those glistening 33 years, what really stands out for you in this footballing journey?
That I was able to bring a team from the grassroots, from the cheapest little league to the Premier League of this country. And that was my vision in 1989. You know, when I was interviewed by Bona magazine, and I said to them, they said, "But where are you going with this?" I said, I'm giving myself 10 years. And in the 10 years, if I'm not the first woman to bring a league in the Premier League, I quit. I wasn't the first, especially in my province, in Limpopo, because there was Real Rovers that came into the Premier League before Riesters. But I am proud to say I did exactly that in the 10 years that I set myself. And in 1999, Riesters was promoted in the Premier League.
I'm just getting the eebie-jeebies, just, you know, thinking about the story. Because, you know, Mamria, me myself personally, being involved in football for over a decade, and seeing what the first division can do, and seeing clubs being promoted, and the difference it makes to the playing personnel, the technical staff, and how their lives change. I mean, you talk about Percy Tau, he comes from the first division. You talk about people's dreams, and it's football in South Africa is so intricate and so beautiful. And the tenure of Real Stars and how they actually managed to ply their trade in the Premier League, how was that finally getting to the land of milk and honey and being with the big dogs in football?
It wasn't like it is today. You know, the PSL, it's like a grant, it's like 2 million rand a month. That time it was 200 rand a month. 200,000 rand a month, yes. So, but look at the type of play. You know, when I look at the videos of Real Stars Football Club, comparing to the players that are playing now with the kind of money that they are receiving and the kind of money that Real Stars players were getting then, it's incomparable. But the type of play, I still get stopped in the mall when I go there to say, "But you have disappointed us. Why did you say, you know, even this word, why did you sell the team?" You know, Limpopo is still very angry with me about that, because they say, "Look at our teams now. They come in, they go back. They come in, they go back." At least I'm proud, because when I look at the picture, 1999, when Real Stars was playing for the first time in the Premier League, the final lock, Real Stars was number 7.
Manyo.
And they were in the top 8. They were in the Telkom charity. They played in the four teams had to have people voting. Real Stars was one of them. In their first year, we beat Kaizer Chiefs in the Rothmans. First year. So we were a pleasure, Limpopo. Mm-hmm. You know, people, I saw when we were promoted, I saw people throwing their membership card of other teams. No, now we have our own, you know. Mm-hmm. And indeed, I feel for them, because when I remember that scene where people were throwing their membership card to say, now we have got our own, and some years later, Riestas is no more. I think of them and say, now what do they do? Mm. You know, because they've actually thrown those cards away, but now Riestas is no more. It's just one thing that really pains me, that I'm hurt. You know, it is a decision that I took with Chico, but if you asked me today, would you do it? I wouldn't. You know,
really?
Yes, I wouldn't have done it, but unfortunately, I did not want to be remembered as a team that was ever relegated, because you know, when you don't have money, when the players are not paid, they go to the game, they are not happy, you end up being relegated. If you look at the teams that get relegated most of the time, look at the history, they are struggling.
Free State,
the teams are struggling. Yes, they don't have the fans to, you know, the players are not quite happy, you know. So it's those things, and I hate when people say you sold the team. I didn't sell the team. I had to give it away because of the circumstances, also because the PSL wanted at least two teams to give away their status so that we can have 16 teams. That we have in the, remember we were 18 in the league.
You come back to a very important conversation that is currently on the go in South Africa, and it's born so many like matoba, you know, and so many conversations around it. But I literally take my hat off because you're speaking about something so important. Max Tshabalala having to let go of the status of Bloemfontein South because he could no longer honor the payment of those players. And then to have Shona Mkhize, a woman also, coming into the fore, now in the top flight. What does it mean for you as Riale Dwaba, knowing exactly where she is, the challenges she has to face? And if you had to have a conversation with Shona Mkhize, what would you say to her?
I already had a conversation with her. You know, one, I was happy that another woman has come up with a team. She could have been promoted.
Yes.
Remember, her team was number one, and those protests and whatever happened. But she was able to bring another team in. And I said to her, look, Sean, it's not an easy industry. It's not an easy industry. Do not rely on family to run your team. Get experts, people that have been in the industry. You know, yes, you look at Chiefs, it's like a family business, but they have mastered it from the beginning. You know, Pirates, they've mastered it from the beginning, and I see a lot of teams wants to follow that. If you follow that, you must have that capacity in the family to be able to do so. So I was saying to her, it's important that you have the right coach. It's important that you have the right team manager. You know, it's not gonna be easy. You're in a men's world. You know, I call it the so-called men's world because we have conquered it. You know, and we hope in the next generation they find the ground leveled and they will be able to work around that like her. You know, but she just have to be firm. You know what she wants, have the right people that are the right coach, the right players. I think she has got the right player. You can see the first game. She didn't do bad, you know.
Second game.
You don't want to lose, yes. And I think we still have to have coffee. We have agreed we'll have coffee at some point, you know. But she has to get her team on the right footing, and then we'll have that conversation. But we must be excited as women that we have another woman.
I'm extremely excited.
A young woman who you know, there's just so many opportunities in football. You know, there's just so many opportunities that people like yourself, you know, you need to move up the ladder. You have been there, you have seen, you know, and we need more women. We need more women to take the space in football. You know, some of us, we intend to retire very soon. We have done that. We can only be on an advisory basis, advising young people. This is what you need to do. So it's just, there is so many opportunities that young people can play around in our soccer industry.
I love the fact that at some point in time it was just Mamaria, it was just Natasha, and now there's a plethora of women in football. You had a question, Dikile?
Definitely. You know, talking about, you spoke about opportunities. There are lots of opportunities. And I know that Tata and I were actually speaking. She's like, I wanted to own a team. I still want
I'm going to own a team.
But, you know, the fact that we can still count the number of women who own teams, you know, what can we sort of, what is hindering most women? Because you're saying the opportunities are there, and as long as they have the right people in their corner, is it the fact that it's very hard to maneuver around this so-called industry that is male-dominated? What seems to be the challenge?
Look, I think the opportunities, I still believe the opportunities are there, but I think young people, the young generation, I think they always believe that you have to have something to have something. You know, you need money to run a team. Believe me, I ran research. I have zero amount in the bank account. I was working for government, remember. I was a government employee getting a salary every month. But I was able to, and I give this example because we, at some point when we were promoted to, when we were taken to the first division, we needed a coach. And I spoke to a coach go Free State to come and coach the team. And he needed 7,000 rand to be paid. And we did not have 1,000 rand. And the board, because I had men who were in the board, and they would say, but how are you going to pay him, you know? And I said, look, if we don't have the money, then we don't have the coach. So let's bring the coach, and it must be our responsibility to find where we are going. And I simply went to a company that produces juice in Bulukwani, and I went to sit with the board, and I asked them, I'm not asking for anything. I just ask you to pay for my coach. He was not, they didn't even transfer the money to Riestas. He was getting his salary for the whole year from that company. So I'm saying, you need to start, when, if it's in your mind to start a team, start it. The rest of the other things will follow.
But now, Mamrea, looking at what's happening now, I mean, you look at what's happening now, the selling of teams is just like going to the supermarket and just buying a chippies, you know. It's just happening like so easily, you know, and it seems like if you have the money, and you talk about sometimes it's not about having that financial stability, but now it seems if you have the money, and forgetting that as much as we spoke last, that with Tata, that yes, football is business at the end of the day, but what happens to the league, to the reputation of the league?
Let's look at Tshabalala. I don't know the circumstances, but I'm simply saying, do you really, can anyone believe that he wanted to give away the team?
No, he didn't.
Not at all. He wanted, I'm sure, he doesn't sleep at night for the people of Free State. You know, the way they've loved the team and all that, but it's the circumstances and also the problem when you are in the Premier League, that I was telling a bank in that function that was about women empowerment and all that. I was saying to them, you see, the market also, I blame them because I'm saying they would choose Sundowns. Mm. They will choose to sponsor Pirates. They will choose to sponsor KZN. So you find that they are clouded with sponsors. It's not that they short sponsors, but look at the teams that get relegated. Mm. They don't. And I was saying to that bank, and I was saying to them, why don't you take a team, Yamamkizi? The one she just got a team. Mm. Why don't you say no? We want to help this woman to make her team one of the top three teams in the Premier League. Mm. You know, so there are a number of things that affects you. Being, for example, I gave away my team. I didn't want to give my team, but I did not want to be remembered as a team that was ever relegated. I said, this is one thing I would not want to have in my history of Real Stars. I want people to still remember the type of play, the players that we had, even the players that we took from others. I mean, Thabang Lebese, Frank Makua, you know, Sam Pam, you know, those were players that people would want to remember them, you know, and I didn't want them to come to, I mean, Frank coming from KZN Chiefs, coming to Real Stars, and then Real Stars is relegated, you know. Those are the reasons, but basically it's because of what you are saying, is that when you are up there, you need those financial backup. You need companies to believe in your team. And also you need to give the company the platform to be able to believe you are going to take their company's image with you. You know, no company will want to have you and then next year you are not there. You know, so those are some of the things that even the players, the behavior of our players, you know, because they earn so much money. You hear so many every time you read in the paper, is this player was doing that in that. So they are not helping in terms of the market out there, because these sponsors are watching. They are sitting there and they read the paper. But really, football, is it sports that we want to sponsor? So it's a number of things that affect us not having those good sponsors and be able to take this football to another level. We cannot, at this moment in 2021, we're still struggling to qualify, you know, for AFCON. I don't think anyone is happy with that. Even us as leaders, we are not happy with it. But what is it that we can do so that we change that? We can't be winning AFCON in 1995, really? and that's all we talk about, you know. And we need to see some kind of trophies that we bring, you know. Yes, we and that's what the supporters want to see. That's why you see supporters are really very negative about our football in the country. But you know, it's a lot of things that affects a lot of things that you need to understand. Sometimes I'm saying, you know, I'm not on social media. So every time people have something, they send it to me. Yeah. And I said, they send me, you are trending. And I said, what does that mean? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? And then they said, no, it's a good thing. It's a debate about Mamkize has bought a team. So people are debating, no, but it was real. And they sent some information. I said, you see, that's the problem that I'm having with our next generation. You know, I'm saying debate issues based on information.
In fact.
Yes, because knowledge is power. Mm. If you're going to debate issues based on just a little thing that you know, you do not have it. It's Google. Google is there. You just Google. And when you get into debate, at least you have Googled, you know some kind of information. So I just felt these young people, there is a lot of information that they don't have or they don't know.
But forgive them, Mamre. They didn't have the pleasure that I did because you know how beautiful it is that every single day, yesterday, I was working with Teko Modisa. I never thought in my wildest dreams I'd ever work with Teko Modise. And I first saw Teko at the Rastas. Yeah. Not at Orlando Pirates. By the time I was at Orlando Pirates, I was already working, was already a friend. Not at Super Sport, go Rastas. Mm. You talk about Elasto Capoeira. Yeah. I've worked with Elasto Capoeira from Rastas. Lucky Lequan. Bona.
Good man.
The impact, do you ever sit by yourself, Mamria, and look at the impact you've made in football? Because you've rightfully done that.
I do, and you know, I'm not the one who always throw my own trumpet. Mm-hmm. You know, I always don't want to do that. I want to hear Tato in a studio talking about Ria Lidwaba because you know her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know her journey, mm-hmm. you know. But indeed, I was asked that question at the panel there and said, what is it that you think you have done in football that you are happy with? I said that just the one thing, that I can look behind me and see Teko. Yeah. I can look behind me and see Lucky Luhwati, Elastro Lungu. Mm. You know, that makes, and I always say to people, when you say you are a successful person, look behind you. Mm. Let's see what
work.
you can show. Yeah. So it's the names. I mean, Teko, we identify him. He was 14 years old.
Mm. First 14. Time I saw him on TV. 14.
Yeah, 14. And I remember that day, may his soul rest in peace, that is Styles Pumo. Mm. He was very disappointed when we gave away Riasas, because that year he was saying, I want South Africa to see Teko.
Yeah.
I want them to see this young man at 15. Mm. I want them to see this boy playing in Real Stars and making a difference. But unfortunately, we disappointed him, and you know.
Not entirely, though.
No, not entirely at all. Mamria, then comes the conversation of women's football. Because I think that's also something, especially when you speak about sponsorship, we just seen with the first division for many, many years, for decades, it didn't even have a sponsor, the league itself, until Glad Africa came and roped in. The clubs are still struggling to get backing from the banks, like perhaps Mamelodi Sundowns got from Standard Bank back in the day. Women's football, no matter what they do, they'll go to the World Cup, they'll go win things. You've got more women, South African players, playing their trade overseas than the males. But sponsorship is not coming. When is it that South Africans will actually start paying attention to women's football and seeing the great works and strides that have been done in that forum?
It's a challenge. It's a serious challenge globally. Mm. Not even in South Africa. You look at Germany, they've won the World Cup, but the players still struggle. Mm. You know, they still fight. Look at America. Mm. How many years have been champions? They even went to court.
They went to the Senate to go and compete.
Yes, and it's unfortunate that they didn't win, you know, but it's a big, big challenge with the market out there. But I always say, it's my view. My view is that are we advertising football properly? Because I don't think when the women play football, they are like the men playing football.
Yes.
There's a huge difference. And I think we don't sell that out there. You know, so a sponsor sit there and say, but I'm sponsoring Bafana. I'm sponsoring a lot of Premier League teams. Why would I go? Football is still football, you know. Maybe we must identify something with the women and be able to show that and to the market out there. Because as you say, Tato, they are doing very well. Mm-hmm. Our girls are doing, they are educated.
Mm-hmm.
They can speak well. Yeah. On the phone, on interpretation. Some of the men play, I can't say the same thing. But our girls, they are playing in the top leagues. Mm-hmm. Where they are now, look at Tembi.
Yeah.
Hey, but it's a product of what?
Of High Performance,
Center. Mm-hmm. Tembi comes from the High Performance Center. It's the money that South African Football Association put. Well, they didn't even have the money, but they put 25 girls in an academy, and they said, look, we want to develop women in this country, and they, and we achieved that because now we can speak about Tembi. You well, can speak about Van Wyk, Janine. You know, you can speak about Linda. Linda. Linda also, she came there. I think she was 14.
Yes.
Also, you know, so I'm saying, we still have a lot to do. We are achieving as women, and I think I agree with Dr. Patrice that probably women might bring the trophy of the World Cup before in Africa.
I can bet on it. I can definitely bet on it. And yes. I love also what Dr. Patrice is doing with the Confederation of African Football.
Yes.
Bringing to schools, league, bringing to a women's champions league, and making sure he does the change. Yes. Mamria, our time is so much we can talk about. But Mamria, in parting words, what would you like to see for South African football? What is the legacy you'd love to one day say and say, I want to belong more? This is the best thing I've seen come out from football.
I would want to see a development all over the country from the age of 5. Yes. South Africa, we must stop saying we've got young players at the age of
21.
I'm saying, you know, this school sports, if we can
nurture it
and have young players, you know, the coach of Pirates, I believe he says, no, you can't teach a 21-year, 18-year.
Joseph,
I think I agree. You can teach a 5-year tactics of football. So I think I want to see that kind of development and that data being recorded somewhere. And I would rest in peace if I see all our 52 regions in this country having proper offices with proper infrastructure, TEFs, artificial three artificial TEFs there where they can also make money for their own region. Mm. They can also, they don't have to go and hire a statement, a stadium of government and pay. The money must come to them because it's our product.
True.
Let the money come back to us. Let them have pitches, their offices where they run their offices, because we don't have that. Have our own offices where we run our football, but we have got a platform where we generate. The regions must be able to not depend on grants from national. National must just be a bonus.
Yeah.
You know, their regions must be able to be sustainable and be able to make their own money in the region and run the, because they're independent. Mm-hmm. They can run their region. That's what I want to see when I finally sit at home and say, oh, look at that region, Mopani region, with their own offices, the stadium, they can make money and they can be able to do lots of development in those stadiums.
Mamaria, all I'm going to say is that I promise I'll get on to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be my new project because you're very right. We keep on complaining about South African football, but nobody's actually literally doing something about it. It's all good to talk about it, but doing is most important. This was an absolute fantastic day. I told Dikile I wouldn't have questions, but I did.
I told you you'd be in it.
I did.
What a very insightful conversation indeed.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity. It's opportunities like this that made raise us.
Listen, Moyeng United is coming.
On
its way. Our first board of directors on an advisory level is Mamaria Letsoapa.
I want to be the chairman of that board. Let me be the chairman of that board.
Starting right here on Thank the Grandstand. The way we finish off our celebration of Women's Month right here on Vision View Sports Radio with Mzansi's First Lady of Football. The original. Mamaria Letsoapa. Mamaria, thank you so much. You've blessed us and we are extremely happy.
Celebrity Thursday.